Gate. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. Roasting beans, not ice caps. With fully compostable takeaway cups and lids, we're sustainable from bean to cup.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Now, we've been talking about our relationship with alcohol this morning on the show, and the reaction has been unbelievable, with lots of you relating to our chat with Cormac. Someone who by no means had a problem with drink, but who was experiencing serious fear after the night out, so decided to give it a break. We can all relate to that. And joining me on the line now is the habit-changing queen, Valerie Farraher. Valerie, thanks for taking the call. Hiya.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good.
Any hangover this morning now?
I'm okay. I'm okay this morning. Now, I'm glad we're not having this chat yesterday. But just to let people know who you are, you're an alcohol coach and consultant. So
yeah.
What exactly does that mean and what does the job entail?
Well, basically, I work with women who can't or don't want to stop drinking, yet need to address their drinking in some way.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was the reason you turned to this career? Is it because of your own experience?
Yeah, because of my own experience. I developed an alcohol problem myself, and I was pushed in the alcohol services. And basically, all it done was got worse. I went from drinking a couple of bottles of wine a week to, by the end of a 10-year stint, a litre of vodka a day. And it wasn't until I got in front of a psychiatrist who pulled me out of the alcohol services and put me into therapy that I started to realise that my drinking, and I now know with all the women I work with, that a lot of their drinking as well is more emotional drinking than anything else.
So do you find that there's not enough, or there wasn't for you, any resource for people like the middle ground, those women who are having a couple of bottles of wine but they have the fear,
yeah,
those types, yeah, of people?
No, there are very little services, and what them services are called and the work I do, it's called alcohol harm reduction. So basically, it's being able to drink how you want to drink without harming yourself or anyone else. So you're not annoying your family with your drinking, or you're not being harmful to your own body and mind with your drinking. And what I do is I address why you're drinking, what's going on for you. And we can make things like drinking plans on how to reduce your drinking until you're psychologically in a better place to then think about saying, okay, maybe I can knock this on the head full time. But the whole area is called dual diagnosis. So dual diagnosis basically means a double whammy. It means that you're not drinking to annoy people. You're drinking because your emotions are all over the place. And it could be anything, you know, what they call biopsychosocial spiritual. So, you know, you could have poor housing conditions. You could be in a really bad relationship. You could be in poor physical health. And, you know, these are some of the reasons why some of us just go, oh, just going to have a bottle of wine tonight and I'll worry about it tomorrow.
Yeah, I just want to ask you, because there's a lot, yeah, of people listening to this conversation. How do, yeah, we know, myself included, if, yeah, we have an unhealthy relationship with drink?
You'll have that gut feeling anyway, won't you? Do you know, you'll be like, oh,
yeah,
do you know, you'll have that kind of cringy thing. It's like anything. And women in particular, we pick up on everything. We're really intuitive into what's going on for us. And we will pick up on it. But I think the biggest fear, and it's always the fear that the women have coming to me, and they always say, oh, you know, if I open this can of worms, that's it, I'm screwed. That means, you know, my family are going to expect me to go sober and remain that way for the rest of my life. But there is a middle ground, and not many people understand it.
What is this Mecca? What is this middle ground?
Yeah, it's alcohol harm reduction.
Okay.
It's like anything. I mean, harm reduction, you know, like I said before, you know, do what you want to do without harming yourself or others. But an example of harm reduction is, do you remember years ago we used to say to girls, just don't have sex and you won't get pregnant? Whereas now harm reduction has stepped up and said, okay, well, let's use condoms. You know, that's going to be better. And of course, you can't stop people driving fast in their car and, you know, they want to go places and things like that. But you can reduce their death by saying, OK, harm reduction, what are we going to do? Seatbelts and, you know,
precaution.
Speed cameras and all these things are harm reduction. So why not harm reduction work with alcohol too?
You say there's three types of women who come to you.
Yes. Yeah. So the three types of women would be, the first type of woman would be, right, Valerie, alcohol runs in my family. You know, I have a parent on one side, I have an aunt on the other side. You know, it's just rampant in my family. How can I make sure that I don't have that little genetic thing, or, you know, how can I make sure that I don't pick up on that alcoholism myself? And then the second type of woman would be the woman that's like, geez, Valerie, you know, for some reason, I'm drinking 2, 3, 4 bottles of wine a week. I don't want to stop, but I need to kind of do something about this, you know, before it gets out of hand. And then the third type of woman is usually the family members that are ringing me and saying, if you don't do something with her, pretty soon something bad is going to happen. So these are the women then that would I would be looking at abstinence for them, but I would still say to them, look, it's your choice. And even reducing it and them staying safe, their family staying safe, you know, even looking at ways that we can get around making sure that there's no more drink driving, that there isn't no more hangovers bringing the kids to school, all these kind of things. So then she can still do what she wants to do until she's in a better position to quit drinking. So they're the three types. Yeah.
A lot of text coming in. Someone says, Jen, I've the idea of harm reduction. I love drinking and really don't have a problem, but do drink a little too much on big nights out. So I'm going to make a conscious effort to reduce my drinking. The main one for me is to stop prinking ahead of nights out. Is that a good way to look at things? Just look at your reduction and see how that
goes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, as we say in the harm reduction world, better is better.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're drinking healthier, like I have, if you go to my website, I even have like little free courses that you can do. And, you know, it's all about preparing for a night out, even the foods that you eat, how to clean your liver afterwards. I mean, I was a woman that used to drink a litre of vodka a day. And I recently had my blood done and I have no liver problems at all. So it's like, how could she do that? There are ways and means of just getting back on the right track, getting your head together. And a lot of the way you will be able to reduce your drinking is to look at, you know, your physical health, your mental health, who you're hanging about with, you know, what's going on at work. What your family are, you know, doing around you. You know, I mean, what's that phrase? Show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are. Because the drinking is only a byproduct. It's just fluid in a glass. It's actually doing nothing on the shelf in the supermarket right now.
Yeah, and somebody just texts in, never related so much, you drink to cure the anxiety, but it ends up making you 10 times worse. It's a vicious circle.
Yeah.
Someone else
says... It's called hangxiety.
Hangxiety, that's it.
Hangxiety, yeah.
And just lastly, just for, you know, people out there who are listening, someone says here on the text, I would love to try the sober for a month. I have at least a half a bottle of wine every night. Any advice?
Yeah. Well, first things first, you know, for brilliant, more than halfway there already.
Okay.
The next thing would be make a plan. Write down the reasons why you want to do it and write down the reasons why you wouldn't want to do it. You know, look at the good things about alcohol, but also look at the bad things. And make a plan. Look on the Sober October website. There is 1 year no beer. That's huge and a massive success. You could look on my website if you want.
What is your website? Do you want to give it out there?
Yeah. It's newchoicesforher.com. And that's new choices and then the number 4 for her.com.
Okay.
Or valeriefarher.com. Yeah. And, you know, there's a Soberistas. Another website to look, definitely, if you're an emotional drinker like I was, And like most people are, because like everything we do is based around our emotions, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
And I think especially for women, you know, ovulation, periods, you know, postnatal, all these other kind of, you know, when we're going through the change, all these kind of things like drive us more to alcohol, because the alcohol company's job is to get us to drink. And they know, they're experts on this. So, or if you're an emotional drinker like I am, if you do pop onto my website, I talk an awful lot about that kind of stuff. But also, you know, just make a plan.
Make a plan.
And, you know, make a plan. And if you can't stick to it, just try and do better, because better is better.
Well, listen, thanks so much for taking the call. You're an absolute star, Valerie Farher. Thanks so much. Some great advice there.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.